Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Taken from Krishna Book, Chapter 2. Scene 8, Crossing the Ocean of Nescience. Twayambhujakshakila satvadamni samadhinaveshita chetasaike twatpadapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsapadang bhavabdhim. The demigods continued praying to Krishna within the womb of Devaki. Our dear lotus-eyed Lord, you are the source of pure goodness. There are many great sages who simply by samadhi or transcendentally meditating upon your lotus feet and thus being absorbed in your thought have easily transformed the great ocean of nescience created by the material nature to be no more than the water in the hoofprint of a calf. The purpose of meditation is to focus the mind upon the personality of Godhead, beginning from his lotus feet. Simply by meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord, great sages cross over this vast ocean of material existence without difficulty. Swayam samuttirya sudustarang yuman bhavarnavang bhimam adabra saurida bhavat padam bhauruha navam atrate nidhaya yatha sad anugraho bhavan. O self-illuminated one, the great saintly persons who have crossed over the ocean of nescience by the help of the transcendental boat of your lotus feet have not taken away that boat, for it is still lying on this side. Herein, the demigods are using a nice simile. If one takes a boat to cross over a river, the boat also goes with one to the other side of the river. And so, when one reaches the destination, how can the same boat be available to those who are still on the other side? To answer this difficulty, the demigods say in their prayer that the boat is not taken away. The devotees still remaining on the other side are able to pass over the ocean of material nature because the pure devotees do not take the boat with them when they cross over. When one simply approaches the boat, the whole ocean of material nescience is reduced to the size of water in the hoofprint of a calf. Therefore, the devotees do not need to take a boat to the other side. They simply cross the ocean immediately. Because the great saintly persons are compassionate toward all conditioned souls, the boat is still lying at the lotus feet of the Lord. So one can meditate upon Krishna's feet at any time, and by so doing, one can cross over the great ocean of material existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.